One of the characteristics one should look for in a lulav is that it should be green. And the Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Lulav Siman Tov Resh Mem Hei Sifkaton Vav quotes a Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Bei Siman Chav Ches that asks a question: is one allowed to dye his lulav that it should look nice and green? So the Shvus Yaakov says that there is no problem about Toysif on adding this green dye. And he explains that since this dye, this color, this paint that you're putting on the lulav really has no substance, and he also says that even if we're going to say, there's a question in Yerideya, if something that's added for color, is it bottle or not bottle? Still says the Shvus Yaakov that it's not a problem because it's just for color, and that's not considered Baal Tosef. And one of the rayas that the Shvus Yaakov brings to this question is from our Gemara. Our Gemara, Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, discusses the halacha of dyeing the ritzuas of the tefillin. And the Gemara says that the front side of the ritzuas has to be dyed black. The back side of the ritzua, the Gemara said, could be colored with any color, as long as it's not red. So what do we see, says the Shvus Yaakov, that the coloring doesn't really change the item that we're speaking about. And since what we're talking about is a ritzua, so whatever color the ritzua is doesn't change the color of, doesn't change the actual substance. So here too, even though we added a color to the lulav, we made it greener, so to make it look nice and fresh, it doesn't create a situation of Baal Tosef. The Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Lulav as well, Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Yudalid, the Bir Halacha, the Remask of Hashem Baal Tosef, says, Hatzaveyas Alulav Betzeval Yorik, somebody who dyes his lulav with a green dye, Kadeshir Nach Lachet, shall look nice and moist and fresh, Ein Mishum Baal Tosef. There is no Baal Tosef, but he does quote Eliyahu Rabba, who is concerned that it may be an issue. The Chai Odom in Klal Kuf Mem Ches, Nishmas Odom Ois Beis, also says that there is no issue in coloring your lulav. However, the Shari Tshuva himself says that there's another issue, and that is that if somebody who's selling lulavim and lulavim is trying to trick the people, and therefore he dyes the lulav in order that it should look greener, that is already a new issue. That's a chashem mishpat issue. And therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, that is prohibited to be done. The only time he says that it's permitted is with one of two conditions. Either if you know that the seller tells you, I dye this lulav so it should look green, or if the person who bought the lulav knows that is doing it to his own luluf, because then nobody's being fooled. He's doing it to his own luluf. These are the paiskim that are makel, and they use our Gemara actually as a raya, which opens up another shaila. And that is a shaila that we all know that one of the other important halachas when we speak about a luluf is that the tiyamis, that the middle leaf, has to be completely closed, l'chatchila. So what happens if somebody luluf, particularly this happens once you start shaking, you do the nanum on the luluf, throughout the yontif, the tiyamis starts to open. So the question is, can you put on a little glue to close it up, that it shouldn't open up anymore? The Das Torah says that you may. And so did I see the Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Fisher, the Rav in Yerushalayim, said that if you put on a little glue, it's not a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman also said that it's mutter, but he said that there's a difference if it's already pasul. So if you have a pasul luluf and you want to make it kosher by gluing the tiyamis together, that's usur. But if you just have a kosher luluf and it just opened the drop and you want to make sure that it doesn't open up anymore, so Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev, El Havda B'chaim, B'chaim, Rav Chaim Kinevsky, all hold that it's permissible to do. Of course, says Rav Yoshev, very much in line with what we just learned, that heter only applies for you yourself, that you have this lulav, you have your lulav, and you're concerned that this would happen. But l'chatchila, to go take a lulav and do that is awesome. To put on the glue, a meichel lulavim, to go do that to a lulav that is a little open, that is, like the Shari Tshuva told us, considered geneva stas. Actually, as I was thinking and looking into this question, perhaps we could bring a raya from what the Achronim discuss regarding the halacha of kol of dyeing the tefillin. The Noda Behuda says, in the Shalos Tshuvos Madura Kama Or Chaim Siman Aleph, that when you dye the ritzuos of the tefillin, which as our Gemara says, everybody agrees that they have to be dyed black, the halacha is that even if there's a thick layer of coloring, it's fine. Because no matter how thick the layer of coloring is, and it doesn't make a difference, something that's there for coloring becomes bottled to the tefillin. It's interesting, the Nishmas Adam, who, as we quoted a few moments ago, is makel by the lulav, there says, make sure not to put on a thick layer of dye on your ritzuos of the tefillin. If it's so thick that you could peel it off and you'll have pieces of paint, that would be awesome. So certainly, according to Noda Behuda, here we see that even a thick layer of dye is not a problem. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura in Or Chaim Siman Lamed Gimel Suf Katan Yotes quotes the Baruch Sh'omar that the mitzvah of making the ritzuos black means that it should be so black like an oiv, like a raven. And the Bria Halacha over there in Divrei HaMaskal HaRitzuos says that how do you accomplish that? Color them black one time. After that coat dries, put on another coat, and then put on a third coat. Then you could be sure that it'll be very black. The Mishnah Brura says that that's only l'chatchila, l'mitzvah ba'alma. As long as it has the look of black, it's fine. And therefore, it's not absolutely required. But we see from here that adding all these layers, the L'chatchila de Gawai is to put on three layers of three coats of paint, and it's still considered kosher. But then as I was thinking about the Shaila, I was thinking about another issue. Why is this not considered a chatzitza? If you have the color on the lulav and you're supposed to hold the lulav. So I saw that the Paiskim discuss another question, which also comes up. The halacha is that you have to hold the halacha is, we learned this in the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that flam and hay on the base. The question that comes up is, let's say somebody wants to keep his lulav fresh. So what he does is, he puts his lulav into water. And now, when he picks up the lulav, there is still that liquid, that water, left on the lulav. Would that be considered a chatzitza? So I sort of say for Sukkas Gedolei Yisrael says that it wouldn't be considered a chatzitza, based on a Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, that Flam and Heyam Beis. The Gemara over there says that you're not allowed to have anything bechaitz, you're not allowed to have any chatzitz between the feet of the kahanim and the ritzpah of the azorah. Says Tosfos that even though if you have liquid, you have blood on the floor, that's not considered a chatzitza. So if blood is not considered a chatzitza, certainly water is not considered a chatzitza. The only question that one could perhaps suggest is they were talking about when it's still liquid. Here we're talking when it's dry. And when it's dry, maybe it's more of a chatzitza. On the other hand, an argument can be made that it's less of a chatzitza because once it's dried on, it becomes part of the lulav, and therefore the concern of chatzitza would not be there.